I'm done, man. I am done. Put a fork in me, because I'm done. I'm Cameron with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Appreciate you guys stopping by the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, thanks so much for checking it out. Like I said, my name's Cameron. I run a lawn care business here locally. Been doing it for the past 22 years. And when I hop on the podcast, typically I just hop on when I'm heading to my first job or maybe in between jobs and just share with you guys what's going on in my life and in my business. So that is what the podcast is about, whatever's kind of on my mind at the time. For you guys that have, you know, followed the podcast for a while, I appreciate the continued support. Shout out to my buddy, Julio Tomei, over at the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. He's recently been sending me a couple of messages about the podcast. So, Julio, I appreciate you, for one, for just being a friend, a good friend, and two, just taking the time to listen to the podcast. So, if you guys want some more content to listen to, be sure to check out Lawn Care Business Success by Julio Tomei. Head over there, check it out. He always has some very, very interesting stories and podcasts to listen to. Whether it's, you know, about him running his equipment. He likes the battery-powered equipment there in the Pacific Northwest. Or maybe he's interviewing somebody interesting about their business. So go over there, check it out. But today, man, it is 7:40 a.m. and I'm heading to town this morning. I will say that last night I got home pretty late. I quit mowing around 8 o'clock. And my wife had to take the two girls to baseball practice yesterday. Well, take my oldest to baseball practice. And so they went to baseball practice. It was like at what time was it? It was pretty late. I can't remember what time it was now. But by the time they got home, they grabbed a quick bite to eat in town. And by the time they got home, it was time to get the girls to bed. And so by the time I finished up late last night, it was like, all right, we don't have anything to eat at the house because, you know, my wife's trying to get the girls to sleep. And so I need to run and grab some food real quick before I head home. And it takes me like 25 minutes to get home anyways. It's not like, and you know, it takes a little bit of time to get home. So I run and I grab some food and I don't really like eating out. I'd rather eat something at the house, but occasionally you got to do this. You know, it's, I thought about just skipping, you know, just not even eating last night, but then I was like, well, let me grab something, you know. So I grabbed something, probably should have just came on home, but you know, took me some time to do that. And so last night I didn't get home till after 9 o'clock. By the time I went, got some food, ate my dinner, and then, you know, headed back to the house. And so it was pretty late. I got the Toro Grandstand Revolution hooked up and charging about 9 o'clock last night, I would say. Maybe 9:15 at the latest. And so got it plugged in. And then this morning when I went out to get the Grandstand Revolution and unplug it from the charger and put it in the truck, I noticed that it didn't get charged all the way up. So it was like at 96%. Now, I will say the way mine's set up right now, it's just off a regular like 110 outlet, like just a regular outlet you have in your house that you plug the microwave in or, you know, just whatever, the TV in, just a regular 110 outlet. And so I've seen this in the past where I've got home kind of late. The mower is pretty depleted from running it all day long, and it takes about, they say 12 hours online, but it takes way longer than 12 hours to charge that up. And I'm not sure why they have it listed at 12 hours because that's not accurate at all online. And I don't know, they probably have a reason they're doing that, whether it's the average, you know, at the average battery level or something. You know, the average time to charge it back up, maybe. I don't know what their explanation is there. But I will tell you, it takes 16 hours to charge the mower up if it's at zero and you're trying to charge it way back up charge it back up to 100%. Takes 16 hours on a 110 outlet. Now, if you got like 220, something that, you know, is more heavy duty, something that you're plugging like a washer and dryer into or something like that, or a maybe electric fireplace, you know, some of those are 220. If you have a 220 outlet that's capable of handling something bigger, you can charge this mower up with the 220 outlet, and it takes about half the time. So instead of 16 hours, it would take about 8 hours. So if you're gonna use this mower full time, and this is like your business, and you gotta rely on it, you gotta have it charged up every day, you're gonna be cutting a lot of grass and depleting the batteries quite a bit every single day, you really need the 220 outlet to plug it into and charge it back up. So I do have an outlet that would handle the 220, but the thing is, I don't have the like charger for it. I think it's like a different charger. I think the only difference, from what I've been told from the guy that brought the mower down, the only difference is the charger. So I need to ask them for maybe a charger that will handle like a 220 outlet or whatever, and get my charge time cut in half, and then that way, whenever I do deplete the batteries, I can get it charged back up to 100%. Because last night I checked, and when I went to charge the mower or plug the mower in last night, I noticed that it was at 43%. So 43% is quite a ways from 0%. I mean, you got 43% battery, which is really good. And what's just really bad is that the 110 outlet, let's see, 9 o'clock last night. So 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 10 hours of charge time. Maybe, yeah, about 10 hours. So it charged about 10 hours, and at 43% charging for 10 hours, it did not get back up to 100%. It got up to 96%. And so, if you guys are like serious and you're interested and you're really thinking about spending your hard-earned money on something like this, if you have bigger lawns and you're going to be using it quite a bit, you really got to take into consideration the charge time. If it's going to take you 16 hours, if that thing's drained all the way to zero, you got to factor that in when you're purchasing something like this. So maybe you install the 220 outlet or whatever, and you get, you know, you cut that charge time in half. That's what I would recommend if you're doing this full time. Now, some people may live in like bigger cities where they have smaller cookie cutter lawns, like we used to call it. You know, they're in and out in like 10, 20, 30 minutes. We don't have any of those lawns around here. Like the minimum lawn would be like 35, 45 minutes for us, and that would be like few and far between. Like you may have just a handful of those lawns that take 45 minutes, and everything else is like over an hour. And so you just think about that. It really depends. Like I've had a lot of people ask me about runtime, and it just really depends. It depends how you're using the mower. So you may run your mower down a lot quicker than me, or vice versa, depending on if you have big lawns, small lawns, if you're running it full throttle, you know, if you will, and if you're running it like, you know, maybe half speed or whatever. So that makes all the difference, and it'll make all the difference in the charge time as well. So just something to think about. The battery, I have seen that it does hold up for a long time, but that charge time is something that is very crucial. If you're depleting the battery, I would say if you get it below 50%, you probably need, I would say if you get it below 50%, you need more than like 8 hours to charge the mower back up. And if you're getting home like me, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night, some nights maybe even later, depending on what you got going on, you really have to get that, you know, mower charged pretty quick. And so the 110 is just not going to cut it. If you're depleting that battery below 50% every day, you're never going to get it charged back up to 100%. And if you continue to do that day after day, you're just draining it down more and more, and eventually you'll get to 0%. And on a 110 outlet in 8 hours, it's not going to get up very far. You know, you might get back up to, I don't know, 60, 70% maybe of battery life. And then eventually you'll just get to the point where you're just depleting the battery before you get done at the end of the day. So just something to think about. I know a lot of guys probably aren't even going to think about getting a battery powered mower, but just kind of sharing my experience of what I've seen so far with the battery mower, the pros, the cons, and everything in between. I have a lot of questions about the battery power mower. First, of course, is price. I've noticed here recently there's several dealers, probably two and a half hours from me, that are selling this mower for like $30,000. I think the MSRP is like $34,999, and right now they have like a rebate going on where you can get some money off. And I've seen the mowers, at least the one I had, the 52 inch, for $30,000, right at $30,000. So I don't know. I mean, the mowers are already expensive in themselves, the gas, you know, engines. Would it make sense to buy the battery? I have no idea, man. You just have to break it on down and figure it all out. But anyways, that's, you know, it's a lot of guys are saying they're trying to figure out the ROI, and it's like they're trying to figure out the price point. And it's like a lot of people are saying, well, you can buy two mowers for the price of that one. Yeah, you could. Gas, you know, gas engines or whatever. Here's the thing. Right now in 2024, and this may change down the road, who knows? It just depends on if anybody, you know, starts buying these mowers or whatever. But right now, 2024, you're not buying the battery powered mower to save money. You're not buying it to, you're not buying it for that reason. Like, you're not buying it for the cost difference between the gas and a battery. You're not buying it for that reason. That's not the reason you're buying a battery powered mower. You're not buying it because it's going to be cheaper to run in the long run. You're not going to buy it because it's going to last longer. There's three reasons you're going to buy it. You're going to buy it because of the way it's so quiet and it's not going to disrupt, you know, working up beside an office building, maybe school buildings, retail spaces, things like that. You're going to buy it for that reason, because you can say, hey, we've got these electric mowers. We're not going to disturb your business. You've got meetings going on, like one of my commercial properties. The only day I can mow that property is on Monday. They have meetings every other day, and so they don't want me there any other day but Monday. What happens if it rains Monday? Well, guess what? You got to mow it a different day, and you got to go after hours if you do that, which I've done a lot in the past. Or if you have this electric mower, like I've done this year, I can go any day of the week. As long as I'm not super close to the building, they won't hear this mower at all. They won't even know I'm there. And so I can go out into the big acreage and take it out there, or out back in the fenced-in areas, and I can go out there and I can mow, and they won't even know I'm there. So it's one of those things. You're buying this mower because it's quiet, for one. The second reason you're going to buy this mower is simply because that... Hold on one second here. I've got a little traffic jam going on. Hold on. All right, guys. Sorry about that. Had six cars. That's our traffic jam here in our area. Six cars that were, man, they didn't know which way they wanted to go. Anyways, okay, so the second reason, the first reason is because it's quiet. You know, you can get out there and maybe not disturb a college campus, a hospital, a university, a office building, retail space, all that stuff, maybe nursing homes or things like that. The second reason you're going to use this mower is that you can get out a little earlier, a little later. So you can start your day a little earlier. You can start your day a little later. I don't know if in your area what it is, but you can't have any noise disturbance earlier than 7 a.m. and later than, I think it's like, it could be 8 or 9 p.m. I'm not exactly sure. But in certain areas, and, you know, in certain subdivisions, it's different. In certain cities, it's different. And so, you know, you can't have any disturbance like that. So you can basically run this mower at night, you know, get it out there, run it in the evening. I ran it till 9 o'clock at night, 9:30 at night one night, just running the mower, cutting the grass. and you wouldn't be able to do that with the gas powered machine, you know. So you can start a little earlier, get out there at 5 in the morning if you want, like Tony Rudolph, you know, he's out slipping out super early, getting out there and getting it done. You can slip out early and get your work in. You can stay later, and so you can extend your hours, maybe make more money that day because you're starting at 5 and you're not quitting till, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. That would be a super long day, but if you needed to get it all done and you said, like, man, the next 3 days, I'm just going to have to get up super early, work late, then you can do that. You know, you can do those things. The third reason would just be the whole concept and the idea behind battery. You don't have to go to the fuel station, which I really enjoy. Every single day, I can just pass up the gas station, keep on cruising, and you can charge your mower up in the convenience of your property. And so it just makes it a little bit more convenient, you know. If you're not having to stop at the gas station, if you can just come home, you're going home anyways, you're getting your stuff out of the vehicle. As you're getting your stuff out of the vehicle, you just lower the gate, charge the mower up. You can leave it on the trailer if you want to. I prefer to take mine out. I have a little place where I got a little charging station set up, and I take it out of the truck. I pull it over to the charging station and charge it up. Everything's kind of set up there. And so that's what I do. But, you know, there's 100 different ways to do it. You know, you can put it in your shop, leave it on your trailer, you know, just whatever you want to do. But it's a huge benefit of not having to stop at the gas station and spend 20, 30 minutes at the beginning of the day trying to get a fuel pump, fuel up all the mowers, all the equipment, and everything like that. That's one thing I've really enjoyed in the previous 2 years about the handheld equipment, the battery-powered handheld equipment. You can just take your batteries out at the end of the day, throw them in there, charge them, and you're good to go. But anyways, this whole podcast was not even supposed to be about the battery-powered equipment, but that's what I'm doing right now. It's like, that's kind of what's going on here in my business. So anyways, switching gears here, I'm not going to talk about the battery-powered equipment the whole time. Switching gears here, what I did want to talk about was... I'm done, man. I am done. There were several posts yesterday, and this kind of feeds off of my last podcast about social media, and everyone thinks there's an expert on social media, and everybody's trying to give tips. And shout out to Julio Tomei for sending me a message and making my day yesterday, because it's like, man, this whole time I was putting my underwear on wrong until I got these 3 tips or whatever from this guy. He was just kidding around, but it's funny because that's like where we're at right now, man. That's kind of where we're at on social media. Everybody's like the expert. Everybody's got the tips. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's doing that. And, you know, I'm not even really talking about paid sponsorships, but... you throw paid sponsorships into the mix and it gets even worse, man. People do stuff and say stuff that they would never say. You know, just they would just never say these things. But now they're getting paid, so they're going to say all this stuff. And there were several posts yesterday that I saw that were paid posts. And listening to them, man, after I got done listening to them, and they were paid posts, I was like, I'm done. I'm out. This is getting ridiculous. And it's getting to the point where it's so... I mean, I've been in this game for so long, doing the whole social media stuff. Since like 2016, 2018, I got a little bit more serious in it. Started working with brands in 2018. It's just like, it's so... Like, the one thing that I told myself is, like, if I start doing social media, I don't want to be, like, I don't want to be like some of these people, man, that are just, they pay you this, you say that, they pay you this over here, you say this. It's like, I don't want to be there, man. I don't want to go there. So, anyways, I'm trying to back up here. Hold on a second. I'm trying to get back into my spot here. Anyways, people are just not authentic. And you throw money into the mix, and it makes people a little bit less authentic. And so you can see through all that. I can see through all that. A lot of you guys can see through all that. Maybe you're new to the game. You don't see it yet. Just hang in there for a while, and you will see it. It's like moving to a new town, you know. You move to a new town, and you're like, oh, this is cool. This is a new town. This is a new thing. Everybody's cool here, you know. This person's, you know, this and that. And then you get to know them for a while. Like, I've lived in my town my whole life. And so you get to know people. You get to see what they do over the years. And then you figure out real quick who's authentic, who's not authentic, and who's got an agenda, and who's doing it for the money, for the status, for the whatever. And so you get to see all those things. And living in a small town for that long, you can use your discernment, and you can figure out things really quickly. And so I've learned to do that over the years. And there's been, you know, there's been brands and companies and people in charge of positions in the lawn care industry that have done kind of the same thing, man. They make things out to be way more than what they are. They kind of stretch the truth a little bit. They kind of act like they're in a position that, I don't know, that's not really where they're at. You know, they kind of stretch the truth, like I said. And so you see these content creators doing the same thing, and it's getting so obvious now. It's just hilarious, but it's so unauthentic, and I don't want to get to that place, man. I would rather just step back from it and not even consume it. So Julio had a good idea of what to do on Instagram, and I don't know, maybe I know you can do it on Facebook as well, because I've done that in the past, but just to like unfollow or mute these people that you're following, you know, so you don't see this, all this ridiculousness. And years ago, when I first started Instagram, you know, this is back 2016 or so, I had a lot of people just adding me, so I would add them back, you know. If somebody added me on Instagram, I would try to add them back and follow them and keep up with them. And then before you know it, man, you've got like, you're following like 5,000 people, and it's like, okay, what am I doing here? I don't want to follow 5,000 people. Maybe just a few people that I find interesting and all that, but I'm trying to be a little bit more intentional on all that and just follow the people that are interesting, or my friends and all that, that I, you know, talk to and stuff. And so I've been going through there, or I should say years ago, I went through there and I was like, man, this is goofy. I'm following like 5,000 people and I don't know any of them, and the content they're putting out is just ridiculous. I don't want to follow them anymore, you know? And so I would go through there and unfollow them. And I guess Instagram thought it was like spam, because I like unfollowed all these people at once, and they locked my account. This was years and years ago. And so it took me a long time to get it back. Finally got it back, and I didn't really realize the first time what had happened. And then so I started unfollowing people again, and it happened again. They locked my account. And so finally, after I figured out, probably after the third or fourth time, I was like, man, I'm unfollowing these people. And then a couple of days later, they're locking my account because I thought it was spam. And so now I'm at the point where I don't want to unfollow anybody, because I'm afraid they'll lock my account again and I won't get it back, or I'll have problems getting it or whatever. And so I'm just kind of like sitting here trying to consume content from my friends, but trying not to see all the content that's out there from some of these people that are just ridiculous on their post. And so Julio had the idea of muting some of these people, which I'll probably do that. Actually, I've already done that to several of them. But anyways, it's, I don't know, just creating content, is one thing. Consuming content, it's a whole different ball game. And you just look around right now and just social media in general. Not talking about people creating content like content creators or anything like that. But if you just look at social media in general and you look the way the world's going and you look at people that are so upset, so mad, they're protesting right now. I'm not going to get into all that. But there's protests going on. There has been for some time now. And there's people that are mad at one another. They're hateful to each other. Just if you look around, not only in your town, but just in the world in general, you see a lot going on, man. There's so much going on. And I think a lot of that has to do with social media. I mean, you had this stuff going on years and years ago. I understand that. But social media has kind of just put a spotlight on all the negativity going on. And the way they get views is they share that stuff. And so once they share it, you know, they grow their platform, their channel, or whatever you want to call it. And they gain views, followers, likes, all this stuff. And so that's what they want to do, man. They want to share all this negativity and all this stuff. And so social media has kind of like put a spotlight on all the negative things going on and made things look way worse than they are and kind of turn people against one another and kind of turn people on one another. I just feel like right now that's what social media is doing in these different industries, not only lawn care, but other industries that I follow as well. You're seeing it there too. You're seeing people create content. You're seeing people kind of get upset and frustrated at what's going on, and then it kind of it just expands from there. So I don't know. I think social media can be it can be bad for your health mentally, I think. I feel like a lot of people are struggling right now mentally because they can't get past of everything going on. And so maybe a good thing would be to just kind of step away from it or remove yourself from it and just kind of go from there, you know, because it's one thing to see it and like tell your friends that, you know, like, oh, this is going on, that's going on. But then when you just get on social media and you start like bashing people, you go to their page or whatever and you comment on stuff. Like, I'll have people comment on my stuff and it doesn't get too bad, but occasionally you'll have somebody on there like, got the autonomous mower right now, of course. That's the machine that I'm using, so that's what I'm going to show. It's not like I'm trying to promote it, advertise it, stuff like that. It's just like, this is the equipment that I'm using. Just showing what it can do and what it's about, you know. But people will get on there and they'll just like yesterday, I had several people talk about just how lazy, you know, people have to be to run one of these machines. And I don't know, it's social media has gotten to a place where it's okay to go on someone else's page or someone else's platform, someone else's site, someone else's account, and just comment below and just bash them, you know. And I haven't had anything, like I said, nobody's really bashed me. It's kind of like they just made comments or whatever, but they really don't go in there. I have some friends that go in there. People just bash them, you know. You're an idiot. You do this. You do that. You're an idiot. And, you know, that's what social media has turned into because of the way social media is on a bigger scale on all these news platforms. You know, it kind of started there. And it's made people kind of turn on one another and really, really, like, bash people, things like that. And so I like this lawn care industry. I like the people in it. I think I would like people more if I didn't consume their content. It's just the way it is, you know. I remember years ago going to like the GIE, going to the rally, and you get to meet all these people. And it was so much fun, like hanging out with these people, meeting these people. And then you start following them, and then things kind of change. It's like you see the content they're putting out, you see the person that they really are. You see their agenda, their motives, all this stuff. And so you get a little frustrated. You're like, man, I don't want to follow these people anymore, you know. And so I just think that social media has kind of, it's kind of put a spotlight on people and just kind of expands their, just their demeanor, their take on everything. And so if you're a nice person, you're probably going to be nice on social media. If you're a person that's kind of a jerk, the more you post on social media, the more you'll see that this person's kind of a jerk, you know. So it just kind of brings out the people, you know, what who they really are. And so, I don't know, it's kind of a, it's a pro and a con, man, for me right now. But just kind of struggling with that right now, man, just listening to content, whether it's podcast or watching content, whether it's on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, just struggling with that a little bit. Honestly, just having a good positive mindset going into it, it's kind of hard because you see people that are so unauthentic on there sharing information, and a lot of people are just doing it for the money. A lot of people are just doing it for the status. A lot of people are just doing it for whatever reason. And it's hard to watch, man. It's hard to watch. I really wish we could go back to the days before these brands started paying content creators, because it was so much more fun. And I don't know if you guys were around back then when all this stuff was happening, but it was just a good community of lawn care guys, and in other industries as well. It's not just lawn care related, you know. You look at like the power tool companies, and you look at all these other companies that are sending products out there or paying people to, you know, check out products or whatever. And it was just a lot different, you know. It was a lot different back then. It was, this is, you know, this is what I'm doing today. This is what's up. Check this out. And, yeah, people just, I think, enjoyed it more. I feel like I don't enjoy consuming content as much as I used to. It's a watered down, and like I said, it's just not authentic. So I wish we could go back to the old days where it's like, ah, here's my mower that I'm using today. Here's the yard that I'm on. This customer came out and said this, and this is what I'm struggling with. You know, I'm trying to raise my prices, and gas is going up, and just all this different stuff, you know. But now everybody's trying to be an expert, saying they know everything, and giving you tips, and then getting paid to say stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of watered it all down. It's not that authenticity that was there years ago is just kind of lost. And so if you're new, you may not be able to see that, but if you've been in the game for a while, you can kind of see through all this stuff going on now. But anyways, not going to talk on that the whole podcast, but just something that I wanted to share because that's what's on my mind, and that's what I'm thinking about. But anyways, today the game plan is to get out, get some grass cut. Yesterday I kind of got a little rain shower here and there, and it turned into like a miserable afternoon, evening. I was trying to bounce around from one place to the other. It would rain here, but not rain there. So I would mow. I got rained out on one yard, went to another yard, started mowing there. And so just kind of bouncing back and forth, man, trying to figure out where to go and where it wasn't raining. Heck, showers pop up here and there. And so it was a challenge, man. It was a challenge to get out there and get anything done. But a lot of those yards that I cut yesterday, I hadn't been there in a couple weeks, and so because of the rain and stuff, and so it was kind of difficult to get it, you know, get out there, get some work done, but did the best I could. I stayed out as late as I could, and then getting out early this morning and trying to do it all over again. It looks super cloudy here today. The grass is going to be wet this morning, but hopefully the wind will pick up, and it will dry things out pretty soon, because I'd like to get out there early, start getting the grass cut, and hopefully get a lot done today. So that is the game plan for today. We'll see how it goes. I've got some bigger properties to do today. So it's one of those things where you get out there and it's going to take you a while on these properties. So I may not get very many mowed, but hopefully I'll get a lot mowed, if that makes sense. I'll get a lot of work done. Not many accounts, but a lot of work. So that's the game plan for today. Running the same mowers that I've been running. Got the ZXT, got the ZK Autonomous, got the battery power mower Toro Revolution in there, and just gonna run with it, man. Just gonna run with it, see if I can get something done. You know, Tony over there on Tony's Lawn Care Talk, he was talking about the EBZ 9000, the new Red Max blower that's coming out, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm excited about trying it out. I will probably most likely get rid of all the Echo blowers that I have and switch over to the Red Max. Although there's not a Red Max dealer here locally, I'll probably try to get a hold of the Red Max 9000 and use it for leaf cleanup. See how well it does. I think it's like 1200 CFM or something crazy like that. Tony would know, but I think it's like 1200 something CFM, and it looks like it's going to be a nice, powerful machine. So looking forward to trying that out. But anyways, I'm here on my first one here. I need to get out and get something done, but just thought I'd hop on here and kind of reiterate what I was talking about yesterday. And I don't know, if you guys got any tips, let me know, man. Or if you guys are in the same boat, let me know. Maybe it's like nothing's phasing you right now, you know, it's all good, you're doing your thing, nothing's really affecting you or whatever as far as consuming content and all that stuff. But for me, man, it's, I don't know, it's a challenge right now. It is really a challenge to open up my phone and consume content. So honestly, I think I'd be happier if I just got rid of the social media for now and just focus on the business, focus on creating content. Like a lot of my friends do, they don't even really get on social media just to upload. So I may do that, but then again, I will miss out on several friends that upload on a regular basis that I enjoy keeping track of. But it's one of those things, man. It's like, I don't know, in order to get to the right place that I need to be, I feel like I just need to step back right now for a little bit and just not consume as much. Just create content, not consume, and I think that I'll be in a better place. So if you guys are thinking something similar, maybe you're in the same boat, shoot me a message and let me know, man. Let's talk about it. Let's figure this out. What are we going to do? We're going to continue to consume the content, get frustrated, irritated, and I don't know, just kind of get bummed out with the way things are going, or step away from it for a little bit and yeah, and just kind of remove yourself from the situation. I think that's the best thing to do for me right now. But anyways, guys, so my name's Cameron with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Hope you enjoyed the rant. Hopefully I didn't sound like I was complaining too much. I know that I am complaining about this, but that's just what's on my mind, man. That's just what's going through my mind right now. And the whole podcast is just sharing my thoughts about life, about business, about social media, things going on. And that's what I'm thinking about right now. So I hope it didn't sound like I was complaining too much. But anyways, I got to get off here, get something done. Hope you guys are having a good day. I'll catch you in the next one. And as always, man, God provides.